Wiley Audio is pleased to present Welch, an American Icon by Janet Lowe, read by Jeff Riggenbach. Introduction. Business reporters from every imaginable news outlet rushed to a hastily convened press conference at General Electric Corporation's New York City offices in the former RCA building. Jack Welch, GE Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, a globally powerful business leader, stood at the lectern, his bald head shimmering in the television lights. He was a little pissed off that anyone should dare to suggest that he'd suddenly decided to pull off the largest industrial merger in history, just so that he would have an excuse to postpone his pending retirement. "It ain't anything to do with 65 or hanging on," he insisted, his ordinarily high-pitched, scratchy voice rising a little. "There's a lot of psychobabble out there about me to the effect that, is this guy hanging on to the building? He can't go home? This is not a story of the old fool who can't leave his seat, who loves the job so much he can't go home. Don't write that story. That story is stupid. In the paper I called it B, with a bunch of dashes." Welch, diminutive and feisty, went so far as to promise to punch any reporter in the nose who said so, and few reporters did, though Welch and the reporters, and everyone else, knew that there was a lot of truth to the so-called psychobabble. But most shareholders were dreading the day Welch would leave GE, so they were prepared to accept Welch's explanation of what happened. At any rate, his version of the story was plausible.